You are now at the corner of De La Commune East and Bon Secours in Old Montreal, in the district once known as the Faubourg Bon Secours. Originally located outside the fortifications that encircled Ville-Marie, the Faubourg Bon Secours was included within the fortified perimeter when the city developed to the northeast. Rebuilt mostly during the 19th century, this area is distinct from the rest of Old Montreal by the fact that, throughout its history, it has maintained a residential aspect even after the historic upheavals resulting from the industrialization of the metropolis. Strolling through the district, you can still find a few houses dating back to the second half of the 18th century. To your left, you can see the building housing Bon Secours Market. It was the architect William Footner who constructed the present building between 1844 and 1848. This first large-scale building, erected by the Corporation de la Ville de Montréal, was commissioned to mark Montreal's new status as capital of the United Canada in 1843. This building has served many functions, among them reception hall, theater, shopping space, House of Parliament, and for more than 25 years, Montreal's City Hall. Look around and imagine the old days when the streets of this neighborhood were filled with merchants, wagons, and horses. Think of the settlers, then of the immigrants disembarking from the boats moored in the port of Montreal and discovering the new world. Recall the upheavals that resulted from great historic events, and then from the industrial growth of Montreal, its direct impact on the population explosion of the city. Notice, too, the railway tracks behind you, the trade link following the river and crossing the entire country from coast to coast. Please select stop number 3 to learn more about the period of the construction of Notre-Dame-de-Bon-Secours Chapel.